Well, hello there, friends, and welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and I get to read scripture and apply it and unpack it and talk about God's word with you. And I love every moment of that. I'm glad you've joined me today. Nothing super fancy with what we do here. We take God's word one chapter a day, every weekday, and then we let God's word do the talking. Pull out the big pieces, the big rocks, so that we can find ways that we can apply this in our lives. See, the goal of God's word is not for knowledge for the sake of knowledge alone, but knowledge that can grow into wisdom, knowing what God wants, who God is, and as a result, what he wants from us. That's the goal in reading scripture, and that's what I'm praying that God does through this, through our lives together. I'm glad you joined me, because I'm being blessed as much as hopefully God is giving you clarity in his word as we get to read it together. And so today we are on Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We're rounding out Hebrews already, and this is day number 55. Episode number 55. There we go. Let's read together. So grab your Bible if you can. Listen closely if you will, and let's read God's word together. As I said, Hebrews chapter 11 today, and this is the a chapter in Hebrews that is often called the Hall of Fame of Faith. The Hall of Fame. Huh. So what Hebrews chapter 11 does, the author does here, is he references many faith Hall of Famers from the Old Testament and highlights the faith that they've had, you know, these biblical figures and how their faith shaped their lives and their actions with the intent of us using them as models. And I think it does a great job of it. And some of it might speak to you different than it did me, because it can resonate in your life and your experiences. And so here's what we want to do. This is a bit of an extensive chapter, but here's some things that we need to pull out as we read all these different biblical figures and how their faith is brought up. Notice how every example demonstrates trust and obedience to God, even in the face of difficult circumstances, difficult tasks ahead of them, trying times. They have great faith. Think about that and let it resonate with you and see if it can inspire you on your own journey and where you are. Also, look for the definition of faith in the very beginning that we start to read in the first three verses, and what it means to have faith and how it differs from mere belief. Faith, a deeper understanding of that, and having a deeper understanding of faith in your own life. And then as we look at the results of the faith of these Hall of Famers, notice how it leads to fruit in their lives of those who possess it. Faith leads to action, and as a result produces fruit. And reflect on your own life as we read these. It's a great opportunity to do that. So let's read it together. We're going to see several names brought up from the Old Testament. Some of these you may be familiar with and some not, but it also gives a brief snapshot of what they did. And so if you don't recognize the name, that's fine. If you're not grounded in Old Testament, that's fine. Look at what they did. The author does a good job at this. So let's read together. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And like I said, it's a bit long, and we got 40 verses here. So let's read it together. And we'll pause and try to chunk it up a bit. Verse 1. Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. For by this our ancestors were approved. by faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. Verse 4. By faith, this is the key word that we're going to see in every biblical figure that's brought up. The first one is Abel that the author mentions. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By his faith, he was approved as a righteous man. Because God approved his gifts, even though he is dead, he still speaks through his faith. By faith, Enoch was taken away, and so he did not experience death. He was not to be found because God took him away. For before he was taken away, he was approved as one who pleased God. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please God, since the one who draws near to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, after he was warned about what was not yet seen, and motivated by godly fear, he built an ark to deliver his family. By faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and set out for a place that he was going to receive as an inheritance. He went out, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he stayed as a foreigner in the land of promise, living in tents as did Isaac and Jacob, co-heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself, when she was unable to have children, received power to conceive offspring, even though she was past the age, since she considered that the one who had promised was faithful. Therefore, from one man, in fact, from one as good as dead, came offspring as numerous as the stars of the sky, and as innumerable as the grains of sand along the seashore. These all died in faith, although they had not received the things they were promised. But they saw them from a distance, greeted them, and confessed that they were foreigners and temporary residents on the earth. Now those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they were thinking about where they came from, they would have had an opportunity to return. But they now desire a place, a better place, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. In verse 17, again, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He received the promises, and yet he was offering his one and only son, the one to whom it had been said, "Your offspring will be traced through Isaac." He considered God to be able to even raise someone from the dead. Therefore, he received him back, figuratively speaking. Verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each one of the sons of Joseph, and he worshipped and leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, as he was nearing the end of his life, mentioned the exodus of the Israelites and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, after he was born, was hidden by his parents for 3 months because they saw that the child was beautiful and they didn't fear the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and chose to suffer with the people of God rather to do it than to enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin. For he considered reproach for the sake of Christ to be greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, since he was looking ahead to the reward. By faith he left Egypt behind, not being afraid of the king's anger, for Moses persevered as one who seeks him, who is invisible. By faith he instituted the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch the Israelites. By faith they crossed the Red Sea as though they were on dry land. When the Egyptians attempted to do this, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after being marched around by the Israelites for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute welcomed the spies in peace and didn't perish with those who disobeyed. Verse 32. And what more can I say? Time is too short for me to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the raging of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, gained strength in weakness, became mighty in battle, and put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead raised to life again. Other people were tortured, not accepting release so that they may gain a better resurrection. Others experienced mockings and scourgings as well as bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They died by the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, afflicted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and on mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. All these were approved through their faith. But they did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, so that they would not be made perfect without us. And that is that Hall of Fame chapter. So many great stories of faith that we just read in Hebrews chapter 11. Let's take a moment to catch our breath on that one, and then we'll unpack it a bit and see what we can pull from this. There's a lot. But let's narrow it down to three big takeaways today. The first thing is faith, obviously, but faith, using that as that assurance. You see, we are people of doubt, and we like to question things. And what we don't see, we don't believe, and we struggle with that. Therefore, faith is greater than belief. Faith as assurance. See, the examples of faith in Hebrews 11, they remind us that faith is not just believing in something unseen. Faith is confident assurance in the promises of God. Confident, you know that you know that God is good and His promises are real and will never fail. If we can reflect on the examples that we have heard and just read, let's try to work on, build up that word, cultivate a better sense of trust in God's faithfulness, knowing that He is always true to His word. Let's meditate on God's promises that we just read. His promises found in Scripture. Pray about that we can have a faith like that. Even, especially, how about that, when our circumstances aren't favorable. And I'm sure many of you are going through those right now. The second big takeaway is faith this time, faith in action. You see, faith can be lead to action. Faith should lead to action. There's a better way to say it. You see, the faith that was demonstrated by those Hall of Famers that we just read was not this passive faith. It's an active faith. Active, obedient. You see, their faith moved them to action. Even in the face of persecution, even in the face of losing loved ones, even in the face of ridicule, face of death. We should be inspired by their example to step out in faith, to step out in such obedience that you are not fazed by the eyes, the mouths, the thoughts of all those around you. You see, here where we are today, we're pretty fortunate. For those that are in the United States listening, we're pretty fortunate that we can boldly claim our faith and we have that freedom of religion. We don't fear that. And even with that freedom, we still like to bite our tongue, zip our faith away, and not actively be obedient. No, and trust in knowing that God honors those who trust Him, who follow Him. We have to trust Him and act in obedience. Let faith be an action for us. And finally, this perseverance word again. It can't be overstated. Throughout chapter 11, we saw these great biblical figures. They faced these challenges and obstacles, yet they persevered. They stuck with it until the end. And their lives can testify to the end that faith is enduring and its ability to get us through those trials. If we hang on to our faith, no one can take that away. Let's be encouraged. We can persevere in our own faith journeys. Know that God is faithful to carry us through every season of life. Do not let go of your faith in spite of your trials and difficulties, your challenges, your obstacles, what might be going on in your mind and the doubts, all those arrows that continue to attack us. Cannot take our faith away. Let it be what drives us to persevere. God honors those who persevere in faith. Oh, mercy. Good stuff. Let's press on. Let's stick with this and be encouraged. Walk closely with our Savior and grow in our faith. Persevere. Such good examples throughout Hebrews 11. Thanks for joining me today. I love this reading. It was long. It was a lot, but a ton of great things. And if you get a chance, go back and read it when you can. Have a great day, guys. May you be blessed, and may your family be blessed. And as a result, let's strive to be a blessing. Share Jesus with all those around us. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in, let's read the Word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of His Word together.